Good morning, God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today I'd just like to share a few things in my heart to really keep on pushing on and keep on pushing through. Each day we go to God. We go to Him like He is our friend. We involve in everything that we're doing, in the choices, decisions, in each situation we are in. We make sure that we involve God, that we are led by God, rather than trying to lead ourselves, lead our lives ourselves. And don't be fooled by this. Sometimes it can be, oh, how are you going to be led by God? By just, like, really staying with Him and waiting for Him to answer. Waiting for Him to answer your prayers, whether that's by audibly, whether that's by visions, whether that's by dreams within yourself, whether that is by the people that are set before us to speak the word to us, that when we are asking God for something, we might be in a bit of a confused state, we could be in a dark place, we could be in a just, I need answers right now. Stay with God. Don't flee. Fight the fight, that when you are in anything, in a bit of distress, in a bit of confusion, keep fighting, because the battle is in the mind. And each day we wake up, we do what God wants us to do. We wake up and put our full hearts with God. We focus in with God, and we focus in with what He has encouraged us to do by our ministers. And we really push in. We really speak in tongues. We really go to the Father. We really build that relationship with Him. Because the tougher, build that relationship each day with Him. Because, you know, the tougher it gets, the more you will grow and you will learn. The more you'll be able to grow and learn within the body of Christ, learning how to be more Christ-like, learning how to keep focused when things are in a confused manner. And God isn't the author of confusion, and this is one thing that we need to realize, is he isn't the one that confuses situations. Situations happen, and it's the adversary that get in, that want to stir things up, that want to confuse, want to upset, want to send fiery darts towards you so it gets you off track, to get you off focus, to get you in a place where you might feel alone. But you're never alone. God is always with you. God will never leave or forsake you. That He's always there. And when we really build upon the relationship with Him, really build upon being led by Him, and not focusing on what the carnal mind might be shouting at you, not focusing on the negatives of this world, or the narratives of this world, because we are in the world, and there's many different people in the world with their opinions, with quite the same opinion, because they have been, they haven't been renewed in the mind. They still see things how the world sees things. They will still see if situations get too tough, then you run from it. You don't fight for it. That if situations happen and you're unhappy within that moment, then you go. That isn't how God set things up. That if you are, God can switch hearts. God can really make you the head and not the tail in every situation. You are the head and not the tail in every situation. But it's where your mindset is. And where God will always place you on high when you keep your focus with Him, when you don't flee, when you don't run away from situations, when you deal with them, with love, you deal with them with communication, you deal with them within communication first with our God, that when we communicate with our God, and you release this to God, sometimes that's the only thing you need to release to. You don't need to be sharing your problems to everyone else. You share your problems to God, and He will give you a solution to every problem that you have. And sometimes that's a waiting game. Sometimes you need to sit back, rest, speak in tongues, pray, get yourself peaceful, and wait. Wait for God to give you the answer. And the answer might not just be yet. The answer might not come within the time that you really feel like you need it. But what are you learning during this time? You're learning patience. You're learning to love, even though maybe you don't know how to love in that situation. You're learning to still be kind. You're learning the fruits of the spirits within situations that you may be facing, that you may be in right now. But know that He is so able. He will move every mountain for you. If you were that one lost sheep, He's for you. He's the one who's going to be carrying you on His shoulders, that He will keep fighting for you. So we need to keep fighting for what we want with God, that He, even though people may be of non-understanding around you, maybe every person around you is of non-understanding, keep in there. Don't let the adversary steal what is within you. Don't let the adversary steal your joy just from a few things that may have gone on. Have no fear. Have no fear. Be bold. Be of good courage. Be courageous in situations. Don't take your focus off of what God is giving, what God has got for you. Because He's got something so special that when you finally are out of this situation, you can sit back and you can be so, so thankful. Even though we stay thankful very much at this time, because God is doing the work, that we know that God is going to give us the best end. So we can be thankful even in these times. But you know, that relief and that joy when you're finally overcome a situation, or finally someone comes to light out of darkness, when you've been fighting for so long, when you've just been trying to put your full heart into someone, something, someone really can't see it, then you know, God is with you. He's so for you. And in this, you are going to see such great things come, that He is going to do exceedingly abundantly above, that He's going to go over above in what you think in your mind, that He is going to bring this whole situation or circumstance, whatever it could be, into pure light, into His beautiful light. Keep your desires and your goals within your heart. Keep your visions within your mind with God, because He will ensure that each vision and goal is accomplished when you stay with Him. That even though times may be tough on a day-to-day basis, or on a weekly basis, things might still be tough, you know, God is really gonna get you out of everything that you may be in. That if you are in something, he's really gonna make you this at the head and not the tail. He's gonna put you above and not beneath every situation. He is gonna ensure that you are made upon high, that you were looked upon high, because He's never made a failure. He's always made a successful person. So when He has said something, we grab that and we take hold of it and we run with it. We follow God and deny ourselves sometimes. We need to deny ourselves into who our carnal mind is trying to maybe scream at us at. We deny that and just really keep our focus in with God and start confessing and start declaring what you want. Say what you want, not what you see. Really declare it over your life. Declare each situation is gone. Like, God has dealt with it. God has dealt with each and everything that is going on. He's dealing with it. But we need to watch what we're saying, because what we're saying will come into existence and will become. So this is a very important thing. So we don't speak about our problems, we speak to our problems. We speak knowing that God has every solution for every problem. God bless you.